Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oregon, Indiana, national semifinal in college football is tonight. Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Oregon 13-1, the 5 seed in the college football playoff. Indiana is perfect, 14-0. They are the number 1 seed in the college football playoff. In this game tonight, total of 50.5. The expectation is points and scoring. Indiana, by the way, is -3 in this contest at this point. The Hoosiers have become the darling. That's what happens when you go from nobody caring about your program, nobody thinking of you as a football school, having a Heisman Trophy winner who's got some Beaver Cleaver to him, who cuts a great promo, who seems like a very righteous kind of goody-two-shoes fun kid who might go number one overall. Kurt Cignetti goes from JMU to Indiana, does something in 2 years that nobody's ever done. But I said this the other day. I wonder if Indiana were to lose somehow tonight and it was Oregon against Miami, would Miami then become the team that everybody gets behind because
I would.
They're the 10 seed and like they're not supposed to be here? Or would people root for Oregon who have been good but never won it?
Yeah, to me, Miami would be the story because of the dramatics.
Better story, but you have to deal with like Michael Irvin.
Yeah, that what makes you that? less of an underdog, less fun. Again, he's just so much to deal with. Did you know he went to Miami?
Wasn't aware.
But Oregon, this isn't Oregon's fault. They've done nothing wrong. All they've done is run a good program and been really close, knocking on the door, have been, you know, national championship caliber. This year they've been good throughout, wire to wire. They are really impressive. They're well coached. They're good at everything. I like Dante Moore a lot. This is a good club that could absolutely, figuratively here, cut down the nets. I know they don't do that, but that's the NCAA championship expression. They're good enough to be the national champion. They could absolutely win this one tonight. But I think that would be, as I said at the top, it's the only one of the four schools that doesn't have the storybook kind of thing, and maybe that's why they win it. You know, who knows? But the sentimental favorite here, of course, is Indiana by a million miles. I think the 2 seed would have been Ole Miss. Miami maybe 2A or 3, just because you love that kind of story where critics and people are, you know, the loudmouths are going, no way they should have been there. National champion. How about that?
I have a hard time with Fernando Mendoza as a draft prospect. And I will say, like, up front, I watch quarterbacks less and study, like, the process of quarterback draft picks now that Washington has a franchise QB and Jaden Daniels, way less than I used to. You know, college football, eval and his fandom has changed a lot. But when I watch him, while I'm not, like, studying him per se, guys like him, he does not scream number one. And I wonder if it's just the personality that's so unique, where he's, like, very nerdy, very different, kind of, and he admits this, but, like, dorky a little bit.
Yeah.
He's not your prototypical jock. He's not your normal quarterback who's at the top of the board. But, like, from a football standpoint, I wonder about athleticism.
Who's this comp? Who's remind you of? Because there's someone pretty clearly he reminds me of.
I mean, honestly, like a maybe a more athletic Cousins a little bit.
That's my answer.
But that's my point. Like, Kirk Cousins went in the 4th round.
Yep.
Even with the career he had, if he goes back in the draft, yes, he would have been the top 10, top 12 pick because he was a great passer. But, like, he's not a 1-1 type because he's not a creator, an extender. Like, all of the things that he does brilliantly are subtle and not really noticed. And I think Mendoza is a processor. I think he's cerebral. I think he's smart. I think he's anticipatory as a passer. But he doesn't really have big-time athletic traits at all.
No, and there's nothing, again, if you put him through a combine where you'd go, okay, that's elite. But you turn on the game tape, it's the ball's going where it's supposed to go, when it's supposed to go there. He's got just enough. Right now, late career Cousins after Achilles and a bunch of other injuries and things where he got crunched a million times isn't as explosive getting out of the pocket. But Mendoza showed you in the last game, they're just enough for those moments where everything breaks down, he's sliding around in the pocket, has enough burst to get that 5.5, 6 yards, dive forward, first down, huge chain moving. Now let's get back to run the offense on time, on schedule. Not there to run the football, not there to make one read, say, okay, that side of the field's closed, and I'm out of there.
Is he an elite processor?
No.
Because, like, I think Cousins is. Is he an elite anticipator?
Not yet.
Could he be?
I like him in that way. If you find that offense where – again, I don't know what you'd call all these different things. I mean, some elements of a West Coast where you would go, all right, I know you're looking at this area. The guy isn't open yet. It looks like a defensive back is there. You have to trust it blindly and throw to that spot knowing that the receiver will get out of his break and get there. And he'd go, okay, coach, you got it. And he would deliver that football in that spot. You could put him in some situations and some offenses where I think he could thrive. I don't think he has the – I'm going to carry a football team at the NFL level to a Super Bowl type traits. And I think that's what teams are always kind of looking for there. So you kind of shoot the moon to a degree. Not his fault, by the way. He's the kind of guy I'd love to have on my roster somehow, some way.
I think, based on what I have seen, I think I would probably take him over Dante Moore. I would have to obviously do way more studying. And you have the benefit of sitting down and getting to know these guys a little bit too. But right now, most of the mocks have Fernando Mendoza going 1 to the Raiders, and then Dante Moore going 2 to the Jets. Both of those teams need quarterbacks, so it'd stand to reason they both take QBs, and in some order those two guys come off the board. What's interesting is you saw Ty Simpson, the quarterback from Alabama, committed to the NFL draft.
Yeah, what does he know? What has someone told him?
I don't know.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
His season was so brutal in the second half. His stock completely fell off. It was a foregone conclusion. Everybody just assumed he was definitely going back to school. And then he announced he was going into the draft. When you say what does he know, I think the only thing I can come up with is this draft is so weak at quarterback. And it got less so with what happened with Trinidad Chambliss yesterday. And the Ole Miss quarterback finding out he's not going to be able to stay in college this year, so he's going to come out. But this is the weakest QB class in years. And so if you're Simpson and your stock is taking a huge hit, maybe you just hop into this class because falling down the board could still mean you go in round two in this year, where last year or next year, maybe you turn into round three or four.
Or, and here's the other thing I wonder, in this new era of college foosball, maybe he got wind that somebody's coming to Alabama. That might supplant him.
But he would still be able to go somewhere else at big money. I saw this thing.
Yeah.
I wish I had it in front of me. Something like Power 4 starting quarterbacks in the portal are getting, on average, like the amount is like $4.5 million a year or something like that. Which is not as good as what Fernando Mendoza is going to get 1-1 or Dante Moore is going to get 1-2. But it's better than what you're going to get in the third round.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't know. I have to imagine he thinks he's probably going in the top 65 or so if he's leaving, because the portal money's so good now. Someone's got to be telling him you're going to get drafted in the top couple rounds.
Yeah, somebody gave him some intel, and I pray that it's not what happened in the NBA all the time, where these poor kids would, you know, some pariah or, you know, what am I looking for, a parasite-type agent would tell him, oh, yeah, you're definitely going, and then he wouldn't go, and then you owe him money, and the whole thing is a mess, and you can't go back into college. I'm hoping that he's got a pretty good sense that he might end up going high enough where this isn't a decision he regrets.
Arvil Reese has thrown his name into the NFL draft. Not a surprise.
That is correct, yeah.
Could be the first defensive player taken. You know, the book on him is that he's going to basically come out as an edge. He played linebacker mostly off the ball at Ohio State, and a lot of people feel like when he turns into an edge, he'll be the best pass rusher in this class. The comps are basically
I see Micah Parsons, a lot of Micah Parsons.
I mean, that's what everybody says. Yeah, it's like Micah Parsons, 6'4", 243, linebacker who turns into an edge. Reuben Bain, Carnell Tate, Jordan Tyson, Caleb Downs, all those guys going to be entering the draft here are in the top five, top ten conversation. So the good news for Washington is no surprises so far with Reese, with Bain, with Caleb Downs. Like, those guys are all going to be in the mix here. And if they have to stay put at seven, you can either reach a little bit on a wide receiver or you're going to take a really stellar defender. Ideally, you can move down a little bit, still get a really good defender, and maybe add some picks in the process.
Yeah, it always kind of depends, right? Where's the best value in a given draft in a given year? And this, of course, is inexact and nobody knows. But are you better off with, I'm just making this up, safety number one in Caleb Downs, who is a badass, by the way. That guy's awesome, can play. Or are you better with offensive tackle number two? They don't need one. But just, again, bear with me, in terms of positional value at 12 or 13. Those are the kinds of really fun decisions that executives like Peters get to make and have to make. To figure out, because obviously you're not building a team in a vacuum. It's easy to say best available. Well, if the best available four straight times is an off-ball linebacker, you wouldn't take four straight off-ball linebackers. That never happens and shouldn't. So there's got to be some deference toward what you need, your roster holes, and where the position value is.
In terms of the NFL draft tonight, though, I mentioned the quarterbacks. Mendoza, Moore could be the top two picks. At Indiana, they have a wide receiver who's interesting to me. He's currently being mocked in the back end of the second round in Elijah Surratt, 6'2", 210, big guy, 55 catches, 730 yards this year, was at James Madison University, then came over with Cignetti, 13 touchdowns. He's a red zone threat, big physical guy. I love his game. He makes sense for Washington. Again, they do not have a second-round pick.
I was going to say, that's a second-rounder, right?
Yeah. So he would have to get to them early in the third round, which is possible at this point. But other than Mendoza, interestingly, as good as Indiana's been, they may not have another player in the first couple of rounds.
They don't have a single five-star on their roster. Yeah. I mean, that's what makes us that much more remarkable.
Very different for Oregon, though. Dante Moore going two overall, possibly. Kenyon Sadiq, their tight end, who's giant, 6'3", about 245, has 45 catches and 8 touchdowns this year. He's going to be a first-round pick. He's mocked right now in the late teens to Vikings, Panthers, Cowboys, in that range. Interest for Washington as well, 6'3", 330 pounds. And then also projected in the second round right now, interior lineman Emmanuel Pregnon, Dylan Thieneman, the safety, and they have another edge in the game tonight is mocked in the top 45.
Yeah, do me a favor and say his name real quick. It's Mateo. I got his first name. You say his last name.
Ugalele, I believe.
You sure about that?
Ugalele. It's a little bit like the old quarterback at, everywhere.
He went to six schools. And he was the guy that took over for the guy on quarterback.
Is that his brother?
I have no idea.
It's the same last name. It's like Ugalele.
Maybe.
I would be surprised if they're not related.
Mateo.
Yeah,
Mateo U.
But they have a total of, right now I'm looking at a mock draft, 6 second rounders and 3 first rounders. Yeah. So you're going to see some talent tonight.
They got
talent. Turn on the TV with Oregon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.